Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. Excited to be with you. And I'll tell you, this is a time of year, this first part of the year here in Florida, that the weather can get really, really weird. If you remember this, it happens almost every year right around this time, right around this week. We have the strangest weather events here in Florida. There was a year, I don't know how many years ago this was, where there was literally, I don't know, millions of dollars of damages, where tornadoes went through town. They actually hit right after the Daytona 500, which was a godsend because there were thousands and thousands of people in campers and all kinds of RVs and tents near the Daytona Speedway. But apparently last night here in Florida, in South Florida, there was a major weather event, and some are referring to it as a mini tsunami that hit. And much of South Florida today was without power. And I slept right through all this. We live north toward the northern upper half of Florida, near Jacksonville, Florida. But I woke up this morning, my wife and I, we went out for a drive, and there was just puddles of water everywhere. I mean, standing water everywhere, especially near the beach. So a lot of rain came down last night, but I slept through it and we're fine and we're on the air tonight. So all is good here from this standpoint. All right, we've got a lot to go over tonight. Our guest in hour number two is IRS problem solver Dan Pilla. And we have so much to talk with him about. We're going to also open it up for live questions. So if you're somebody that has a problem with the IRS, and let me make sure that you understand where my heart is on this. I want to say a couple of things. I am not in any way, shape, or fashion a part of the conscientious objectors. These are the people that say you don't have to pay your taxes and taxes are unconstitutional. That's not what we're going to get into. We've never done that, never will do that. I pay my taxes, we're required to pay our taxes, all that is said, and Dan Pilla will second all of that. But we also know that good people who are honest people, who are ethical people, have problems with the IRS. And this can happen for any number of reasons. You could be married to someone whose finances are totally messed up. Maybe your spouse had a business, they didn't pay their taxes, and now you're dragged into all of that. Maybe you're somebody that had a medical situation, or you just, you know, did your best. You kind of went into the arena of the free economy and you lost all your money and you ended up with a tax bill that you couldn't pay. So we're going to be opening up the phone lines, opening up, of course, for email questions as well. IRS problem solver Dan Pilla will be with us. He's been coming on with us now for, I think this year makes about 20 years that Dan has been a regular guest on my various radio shows. We've even had him on my television show back in the day when I had my own TV show, my own national TV show. We flew him into Orlando to guest with us. I think we did that maybe once, maybe even twice we had Dan Pilla fly in to Orlando, but I know it was at least once. All right. So the big news this week, and of course, we've got so much to get into this hour, but I've got to start with the big news. Of course, the big news this week is all about Iran and what's happening over there. And let me give you the analogy. Let's say that a member of your family is kidnapped, and your family member is kidnapped. They're held for months, maybe even years, by the kidnappers. And the kidnappers demand a certain sum of money to be able to release your loved one. So they've given you the ransom figure. In this case, it's $100 billion that the U.S. paid. And so in the end, you pay the ransom to the kidnappers. The kidnappers give you back your family member. And then what's the next thing you do? You embrace the kidnappers. You just announce publicly how wonderful of people they are, that they gave you back your loved one. You hold a ticker tape parade for them. You have a big press conference. They are now your new hero. Who does that? Well, Barack Obama did that. That's, in my view, that's exactly what happened here. I mean, the Iranians, and apparently, according to news reports, I don't track the details of all this, but they're still holding two of our citizens that they haven't released. So we still don't have them all back. They released five, and we released seven prisoners. So we got beat out of a good deal again. What was the deal we had with that deserter, Bergdahl? We gave up five terrorists for one guy. In this case, we gave up seven to get five of our people back, and we paid $100 billion. This all the same week that the Iranians took our two naval ships, and I believe it was 10 sailors, took them hostage for about 24 hours. That was the same day as the State of the Union address. Of course, within the Christian world, everybody is super excited about one individual that was released, and his name is Pastor Saeed. And this is really, again, what I don't want to miss in this. On the one hand, yes, we all need to be excited and thankful that these people were released. I mean, I can't even imagine the family members and how excited they are that their family member is being sent back from Iranian prison. But what we have to understand about Pastor Saeed, he was being held in solitary confinement. Some stories are that he was tortured, and this was not a short-term imprisonment. According to the research I did on this today for the program, he was arrested in 2012. So that was 4 years, okay? 4 years going on 5 years. And let me tell you what he did to get arrested. He got arrested because he went to Iran to build an orphanage. He was building an orphanage in Iran. And his crime was undermining the government by having Christian religious services while he was there. And according to the reports I have read, he was subjected to physical, emotional, psychological, and all manner of abuse during the time that he was in prison. And here's what I hope happens. I hope that we don't just forget about this. And I hope that this is not just a matter of us getting so filled with excitement and delight that these people have been returned, that what I want to do is I want to hear the stories. I would like Pastor Saeed to be able to come out publicly and tell us what happened to him there, what the prison conditions were like, how he was treated, what torture that he endured, how long was he in solitary confinement, all of those kinds of things. Was he tortured and forced to renounce his Christian faith? I want all of that to come out. And here's the thing. If our government, if the U.S. government does anything to try and stop him from sharing the truth about what happened, I think that's going to be a worse travesty than him being held over there in the first place. Because the truth on this really, really does need to come out. Because we need to know how horrible these people are in Iran, the Iranian government. All right, when we come back, five big ways to save easily $500 a month out of your monthly budget. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
And to continue on with my rant from before the break, how this will happen is you will see the next week or two go by, and either these individuals, including Pastor Saeed, will either be speaking publicly or not. I mean, you got to believe that all the big TV channels are going to try to book them as a guest. And if you don't see them speaking, you'll probably hear some excuse like, well, They've decided not to speak out because they're trying to keep those that are still left behind safe, those that might not even yet be imprisoned in Iran. And so the scam will continue on Americans. And this whole idea, John Kerry, Barack Obama, hey, all is good. This was a great week this week. Only in their world is it a great week. I mean, really? How do you spin that? We've got 10 U.S. sailors taken hostage. We're paying $100 billion out to a country that is a known supporter of terrorists. Basically, we're paying ransom money to get our people back. We're not even getting all of our people back. And I just don't see how this is a victory. I really don't. I mean, it's like getting beat up by the neighborhood bully and giving him your lunch money, and he decides to give you back maybe 5% of it because he feels guilty. Like, you know what? I stole the kid's whole lunch allowance here. Maybe I should give him back a quarter of it so he can at least buy a carton of milk at lunch today. Only in the world of Barack Obama is this a good week. But, you know, people buy into it. People think this is, this is kind of the new normal. And I guess if you have terrible, horrible foreign policy and you're occasionally able to kind of put out one of the fires that you yourself started, that you can kind of claim a victory from that. I don't know how you do that, but that's apparently what we're supposed to believe on top of the State of the Union address, that the economy has never been better. There's more people working than ever before. People are making more money than ever before. That the entire Obamacare deal has worked out fantastically. We're all saving money. Life is good. It's all a huge success. And then we have today on Twitter, Eric Holder tweeting out that if you want to continue the Obama policies, if you want to preserve all the progress we made under Barack Obama, be sure to vote for Hillary Clinton. So that's from Eric Holder, and that's retweeted by Hillary Clinton. So I guess that's a clear message to those who are conservatives, to those who have a mind that can think rationally. Hey, do you want another term of Barack Obama? If you do, then vote for Hillary Clinton. And by the way, I should mention this to you, and this is horrifying, very, very scary, that according to what I have read, it is widely expected that the next president of the United States will appoint up to 4 Supreme Court justices. And if that were to happen under a Hillary Clinton, the entire country becomes California. We have just gone over the edge. I don't see how we recover from that. And why do I like Donald Trump? Because he's the only one sort of calling out things as they need to be called out. I mean, he's the only one that's really beating his chest and talking about $19 trillion in our national debt, over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Medicare is broke. Social Security is broke. If you use real unemployment, the U6 unemployment, we have the highest number of people out of work that we've ever had as a percentage in the history of our country. I mean, all of these statistics, this is public information, yet people just don't know. But everybody that I know, I mean, just anecdotally, I don't know anybody that would tell me that times are better for them now than they were, say, 5 or 10 years ago. I don't know one person that can tell me that. So that's just my world. And the people that I know in my circles, I don't know anyone that believes they're doing better unless you're in the world of Barack Obama. All right, let's get into it here. 5 big ways to save money. And if you use these 5 strategies, which are super easy to implement, you can save $500 to $700 a month right away. I mean, this is something you could do right now. And going into February, you can right away see these savings in your monthly budget. I'm going to be doing something this week. I don't know if it's going to be a special report by way of a written report, or if I'm going to do an audio report on this and post it over at christianmoney.com. But I'm going to do this quickly here in a couple of minutes for you. So here's the big 5. Number 1, drop cable TV. You can replace cable TV with free and low-cost internet TV. And I've got a free report. It's 18 pages long. It tells you exactly how to do this. It's free. It's super easy to do it. I have not had cable now for 2 years. And depending on how much you pay for cable, that right there could save you $50 to $100 a month. So you're going to go to this website, dropcabletv.info. Dropcabletv.info. Get my 18-page report on how to do that. Next, get out of your contract cell phone, and you can negotiate to get out of those deals. You might have to pay a little bit of money. But if you get out of your contract cell phone deal and go with a simple prepaid cell phone, you can get your costs down to $20, $30 a month. And for most people, that right there is going to save you another $50 to $100 a month. And if you've got a family of three or four people sharing the same plan, that could be a couple hundred dollars a month that you could save from that. So switch to a prepaid cell phone. That's strategy number two. Strategy number three, get rid of your home phone line and get a free home phone. And you do that, you'll see a link to this over at christianmoney.com. We've got it listed there. It's right at the top of the website. It's called UMA, O-O-M-A. I've had it now for, I think, almost 5 years. It's perfect. I mean, I do radio talk show appearances on that phone line. Never have anybody complain. In fact, I had one national show comment that they had never heard such a clear telephone connection. It has 911, location services, just like a regular traditional home phone line. It has call waiting. It has voicemail. You pay a one-time cost of around $125. Then you don't have a monthly phone bill ever again. So get rid of your phone bill. That'll save you $50, $80 a month, depending on where you live. Number four, reshop all of your insurance coverage. We do this twice a year here in the Paris family. Do it at least once a year. It's January, good time of year to do it. Get out there, reshop it all, your homeowners, your auto insurance, your life insurance, your health insurance, any kind of insurance you have, reshop your insurance. We always find huge, huge savings when we do that. Strategy number five, consider raising the deductibles on your insurance. Just as an example, if you raise your deductible on your auto insurance to $1,000, you can drop your premium in some cases by more than 30% per year. The same thing would apply to your homeowner's insurance. Look into higher deductibles and look for savings of 20 to 30% per year by doing that. There are your five strategies, five easy ways to save $500 or more monthly. All right, you're not going to believe what Uber is doing. It sounds crazy, but I might just be the first one to try it. I'll tell you what it is right after this.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are
out of balance.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site. BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so you're probably like most people that have a credit card. And if you're like most people, you've been getting your new credit cards in the mail over the last maybe 6 months, 3 months. And these are the credit cards that have that small chip in them. They're calling these chipped credit cards. And it's really interesting to see where this technology is going. And I started doing some research into this because people were emailing me. People were asking me, is it true that someone could use a wireless device to actually steal your credit card information from you if your credit cards were still in your wallet? And I actually put a picture of this up on my Facebook page. There's a device that these thieves are using. And depending on who you listen to, I found a great article on this. And it was in, I believe it was in Popular Science magazine. And they broke this down and they brought in some experts. And it is, believe it or not, it is true. Apparently, these new credit cards that have the chips in them, they actually broadcast a signal out of these cards. And the same thing happens with your passport. And while it sounds crazy, they have these skimmer devices where if somebody gets close enough to you, they can actually download the information, that radio signal from your credit cards, onto that device. Now, the credit card companies deny this. They say it's not true. It's not possible. But of course, these are the same people that tell us that their systems are encrypted and there's no way they could ever be hacked and there's no way we could lose our credit card numbers. And then what happens at Target and all of these other credit card companies happen. So I'm not sure that I'm going to believe them. But I saw this article and I read it, and it seems like the jury is out. And so what people are doing is they are storing their credit cards inside special RFID, that's the term for these chips that actually transmit a radio signal. from your credit card. So imagine each one of your credit cards in your wallet is transmitting a radio signal. And that's how it works now. When you go to the store, you don't even have to swipe your card anymore if you have one of these chipped credit cards, because it is broadcasting and receiving a signal between the checkout device and the credit card. It's almost like the mark of the beast, right? So what people are doing to protect themselves, and this is also the case with passports, and they're telling people that are traveling, you better get one of these RFID blocking wallets to hold your passport in. And so this is a big deal. If you go over to Amazon, you'll see all these different wallets, these belly packs that are all now being designed with special blocking material that is in them to block people from being able to get access to your credit cards through these radio waves. So what we did was we wanted to find what was a cheap alternative to buying one of these wallets, which could be $20, $30, $40, $50. So we found that there was a company that was offering these little, they're like envelopes that you can put your credit cards in, and they're free. And you can grab those if you want to. We have a special URL set up for these. All you have to do is go to freerfidblockers.com. Freerfidblockers.com. And if you go there, it says here that they will give you five of these wallets. They're envelopes. I say wallet. You put your credit card in the envelope. You put it in your wallet like usual. These are very thin. I've seen the picture here of them. And so they'll fit in your wallet just like your credit cards do. But you keep your credit cards inside these little envelopes that block the RFID hacking. They're calling this digital pickpocketing. So you can get these for free. It's cheaper than buying one of those expensive wallets. I mean, maybe at some point you'll want to go and buy one of these wallets. Maybe it's a good thing to have at some point. But for right now, if you want to get something for free, it says here all they're asking here for is $4.95 for the shipping. And they'll send you up to five of these. So that should cover most people. You don't really need to have more than five credit cards in your wallet. So you can check that out by going to freerfidblockers.com. Freerfidblockers.com. All right. I love this cheap gas. I absolutely love this cheap gas. I mean, it is now $1.90, $1.94, depending on where I go, you know, near where I live. I love it. But let me tell you something that is tragic that's happening. Over the last few years, we've been talking about these boom towns, of course, up in the Dakotas, parts of Ohio. There are areas of the country that are going through just an absolute overnight revolution financially. There are places where you could go, even without a college education, and make $100,000 a year working in the oil business. Here's the problem. The problem is with the price of oil collapsing, and now with this deal we have with Iran, where we've now lifted all the sanctions, experts are saying that the price of oil is going to continue to fall. We might see the price of gas down to as low as $1.50 a gallon. But here's the problem. These boom towns are now going to become bust towns because they simply cannot make money with oil at $30 a barrel and heading lower. So it's very, very sad. Many of these towns just had an instant, immediate wave of prosperity. They're saying that in some of these towns, even just people in the service industry, like waitresses and hairdressers, were making $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 a year because of the number of people flooding into these towns. The price of real estate has mushroomed in these parts of the country, but that's all beginning to collapse. And in fact, what they're now saying is, not only are we seeing tens of thousands and thousands of layoffs, but now a big wave of foreclosures is coming. So many of these areas, you can imagine, they began building. They probably built, you know, who knows how many new homes, housing developments, and all of that comes crashing down because of the price of oil. So this is the complicated thing you see about managing the economy. It's like playing chess on 16 levels. So on the one hand, mom and pop members of the general public, you know, Joe Average, Johnny Lunchbucket, whatever term you want to use, is absolutely thrilled to be able to buy gas for under $2 a gallon. And to a lot of families, that means money for groceries, extra money for the kids, maybe money to pay down debt, maybe money to be able to have a nice steak dinner once a week with your family, to go out to a restaurant. And this has really helped so many people, the low gas prices. But then we have to look at the consequences, the unintended consequences. Every action has a reaction, right? As they say in science. And this is one of the sad side stories of the slumping price of oil. Not to mention what it's done to the stock market. The stock market down 8% so far year to date. 8%. I believe this is the worst first segment of the year for the stock market in like recent history, in decades. Unbelievable. All right, before this break, Uber, what are they doing now? Uber just announced that they're starting a helicopter service. That's right. You can pull out your Uber app, tell them where you're at, and a helicopter will pick you up. I kid you not. If you want to find out more about it, it's the website is Uber Chopper. Uber Chopper. I guess you have to be near a helipad, and I guess they're starting this out in the New York area first, where there are a lot of helicopters, but who knows? Hey, traffic is a little bit bad. Maybe I'll just go for the Uber Chopper and not get the Uber car. All right, when we come back from this break, the top 10 states with the greatest amount of student loan debt. We'll have that for you right after this. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right. If you missed that information on those free RFID blockers, I'm getting emails from people saying, please repeat that again. So I'll do it. FreeRFIDblockers.com. Those are the little envelopes you can put your credit cards in, put them inside your wallet, and block people from doing that, what they call digital pickpocketing. So grab those for free. They do ask you to pick up your own shipping, which is $4.95. Or if you're international, you can still get these too. They'll ship them to you, I think, for $10 if you're international. So get all the details free, RFIDblockers.com. All right, this is one of those lists that I saw this in an article today, and I just had to click on it. In fact, if you read any books or blogs about how to be a great blogger, how to be a great writer on the internet, it seems like people just cannot resist what they call list articles. This is where you say the top five this or the top nine this or three mistakes you might make. You got to click on that link, right, to see what the three mistakes are, because you don't want to make the three mistakes. And so here's one. I just had to click on it. I wanted to share it with you tonight. I don't know exactly what we can glean from this. We could probably read this list to you and you'll scratch your head like we did, but we thought it was interesting, so I thought I would mention it tonight. Here it is. 10 worst states for student loan debt. I feel like David Letterman here. The top 10 list. All right. Number 10, Illinois, with the average student loan debt about $29,000. $29,000. And we go to Ohio, right at the same amount, about $29,000, number nine. Wisconsin, $28,000. Iowa, right there, in line, very close to that. Number six, Rhode Island. I'm actually reading these backwards. Okay, let me do this again. Illinois is $28,000. That's number 10. Number nine is Ohio, $29,000. Then we go up to Wisconsin, just above that. Number seven, Iowa. Number six, Rhode Island. Number five, Delaware. Now we're up to $33,000, almost $34,000. The state of Maine is number four. Minnesota is number three. Pennsylvania is number two. And New Hampshire is number one. And interesting list that they have here. It just, you know, $30,000, $35,000. You know, I hear a lot worse stories than that. Kids with a lot more debt than that. And there's some weird statistics. Like, for example, in this article, they say that a bachelor's degree could be as worth as much as $2.8 million of additional earnings in your lifetime. Boy, that doesn't sound credible. I've heard $1 million more. Now they're saying $2.8 million. is what you'll make in additional earnings if you have a bachelor's degree. I don't believe that. I know a lot of people, a lot of kids with bachelor's degrees working at fast food joints, working at restaurant jobs. I just don't believe these numbers, but we try to do our best. We have shows all about, you know, ways to go to college without all the student loan debt, how to get, you know, stay at home, go to community college for the first couple of years, get your associate's degree, stay at home if you can to finish your four-year degree, do online, take 6 years, pay as you go, get a job, go into the military. A lot of things you can do, a lot of grants, a lot of scholarship money that's out there. All right, we continue on with going into the bazaar here. This story, you know, we haven't heard a lot lately about the problems that Detroit is dealing with financially. But this is how it works. In most cities, the school district in a given area, the school districts are kind of their own separate financial organizations. And that means that they can actually go belly up. So even if a city is financially or fiscally viable, the school system has their own books and records, their own finances, and they can actually go under and stop paying their pensions, stop paying their teachers. There is a literal crisis going on right now in Detroit in the public school system. And the headline here is, if Detroit public schools, the school system there is not facing an imminent bankruptcy. There are now, I saw a report, I believe it was on CNN, where a lot of the schools don't have heat. They don't have the internet. They've got collapsing ceilings and infrastructure. It's unreal. The school has been under emergency management measures, the school system, emergency management measures since 2009. Since 2009. The teachers are apparently walking out because of the unsafe conditions in the facilities in the Detroit schools. And now the latest is they might be going bankrupt. This is another interesting story. And I mention this to you because so many times when you think about the people that get hurt in a scam, you think about those that lost money in the scam. You think about the let's say, the last people to get in on a Ponzi scheme. You think of those victims, right? But what's happening more and more is that the government is going after what they call net winners. These are people who got into what turned out to be a scam business opportunity. Maybe they didn't even know it was a scam. They just got sucked into this business opportunity. They were one of the first people in, and they made a ton of money from it. Well, do you know that the government is now going back after these opportunities are deemed to be scams? They're going back and doing something called a clawback, and they take the money back from the net winners. And if you don't voluntarily give back the money that you made, even though you didn't even know it was a scam, you got sucked into it like everybody else, but you just happened to be lucky. You were one of the first people in, and you made a bunch of money, and a bunch of other people lost money, but they're going to ask you now to give your winnings back. Whatever you have made above and beyond your original financial investment, they want you to give that back. This happened with the Madoff case as well. But this is a scam called Telex Free. Telex Free, a big worldwide scam, turned out to be a Ponzi scheme. And they're going after the net winners. Apparently, there are 15,000 U.S. residents that received more money back than what they paid to be involved with this scam business opportunity called Telex Free. Now, again, these were not the people that started the scam. They were most likely scammed as much as anybody else. But because they got back more than they put in, now they're subject to this clawback. And maybe they don't even have the money to give back. Then what happens? I don't know. Maybe they'll have to go on a payment plan or something. And maybe some of these people, they were making so much money, they thought it was legit. Maybe they bought a new house or a new car. How do you give the money back after you have already spent it? So this is another reason to be super careful when you're checking out a business opportunity. And even though it's paying out good money to you, you might think, wow, hey, well, it's working out well for me. Hey, you could really be hit later down the line if it's deemed to be a scam with one of these so-called clawbacks. And we go over the pond to close this hour out with a very, very fascinating story. Here we go. British woman jailed for teaching online fraudsters how to con lonely men out of cash. And so this is a British woman. And not very attractive at all. They show a picture of her, age 55. And apparently she had a really interesting online business. She was writing scripts and selling them to people, all teaching them how to scam lonely men out of their money. And some of her scripts actually used the 9/11 terror attacks in them, claiming that in one case, one of these scripts says that the woman, if you're the scammer, you're the scammer woman who you don't have your own script. So you buy a script from this lady and you're in the script here says, I lost my husband to a 9/11 terror attack in New York. And then it goes on where you're basically setting up somebody over the internet to scam them for money. I mean, you've heard about these scams, but who knew that there were scripts that you could buy to scam men out of their money on the internet? Well, she was behind all this, an ingenious business idea, but now she's going to prison. Who knows? You know, in the United States, somebody would probably step in, the ACLU, and they would say, this woman has a right to sell these scripts on how to scam people. Because it's her freedom of speech. It's her freedom of entrepreneurship to be able to do this. But not in the UK, where they seem to have a little bit more sensibility about such things. And it says she is on her way to prison. Maybe she can do some script writing while she's in prison to try to get some bail money to get out of prison. Who knows? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back after the news, our good friend Dan Pilla is with us, IRS problem solver. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.